Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 67, Love Created Me Like Itself, it is important for you to remember who you are, because if you accept who you are not in the place of who you are, you will have an experience that is quite unlike what God intended for you. It is as if you will fall asleep, and in your sleepfulness, you will experience pain and misery and loss and even death. But God wills for your happiness. You were created to have uninterrupted peace, never-ending joy that expands and increases as you create and co-create with God. Today, whatever it is that you are holding over yourself, whatever judgment you have placed upon yourself, recognize this, that whatever you have done in terms of a mistake or a failure, or not even planning well enough, whatever the sentence is or judgment you have placed upon yourself, it has never altered the truth in you. The innocence that God created within you is complete. It was completed at the moment you were conceived by God Himself. And this wholeness, your true identity, cannot be altered under any circumstances. You see, we are an effect of God being the cause. And as an effect of something, we do not even have the ability to change that which we are. Imagine that the effect of something can only be as God intended it to be. We only have the ability to be what we are, and gratefully so, because we are the light of the world. In the presence of our light, as we know it and experience it, there will be no darkness. There will be no conflict, no pain, no sadness, no illness. Today, let us accept our true identity in gratitude and relief that whatever it is, whatever story you have made up about yourself or someone else, it is not true. In order to get back to what is true, we have to release and let go of what we think is true. And your inner guide will teach you. The Holy Spirit is standing by, ready to walk you right back to a restored mind so that you can get back to God's will for your happiness. Whatever perceived problem you face today, simply leave a space between you and your problem that the Holy Spirit could intervene on your behalf and show you that it simply is not true and that you do not have to have the effects that you have already laid out in your mind. Today we accept the miracle in the place of our judgments, our fears, and our grievances. Love created me like itself.